因为大家是在现场了啊，很快，希望很快就完成了。
Because you are building your church, hopefully soon will be completed.
那建好堂之后呢，你们就飞出去了。
You will be sold.
但是呢，其实成功而飞的意思就是说，我希望你们飞的时候是有梦来承载着你们来飞的。
I hope when you begin to soar, you are sustained by a dream.
不单单是一个地方上的改变而已。
Not only do you change your location,
还是带这个梦想去飞的。
But a dream that allow you to soar.
带这个梦想来牵你的。
A dream that will direct you.
所以呢，这个我就选了这个题目来跟你们思想。
The topic with you.
人生是需要梦想的。
Because all in our life, we need to dream.
年轻人有年轻人的梦想。
Young people have their young people's dream.
不过很多人呢都认为呢，年轻人才应该有梦想。
Many people think only the young people dream.
成年人呢应该好实际。
The adult should be more practical.
应该做梦。
Should not be dreaming anymore.
是啊，我不晓得你们是怎么想啊。
I don't know what you are thinking.
然后呢，老年人呢更加不应该发梦了。
For all people don't daydream.
但是不是的。
But this is not the case.
每个人都应该有梦想。
Everyone should have a dream.
神留了我们在世界上。
Because he leave us in the world.
他既然留我们在世界上，
he keep us here.
我们就应该有梦想，每一天都应该好好的活。
So every day we can have a dream to live well.
所以呢，我说就乘着梦来向前来飞。
We soar on our dream.
事实上
，In fact，
神给教会的一个使命是一个非常广大的使命。
My God gave us a mission that's so vast for the church.
要把福音传到地极。
They should share the gospel to the end of the earth.
传到地极就是好远啊，好遥远的地方。
To very far, to the end of the
earth. 好广大的领域。
A vast land.
你是不能够一步一步走的。
Something that you can have to go step by step.
应该有个心。
You must have a heart.
要用快的、更好的、快的速度来完成我们应该完成的使命。
So what if we can speedily accomplish our mission?
所以我们应该飞。
That's why we should dream.
那刚才所读的圣经里面呢，就提到有四个梦想。
In the Bible verse, there are four dreams there.
我希望呢，我们教会啊，都带着那四个梦想啦，来向前飞。
I hope our church can keep that four dreams to soar.
我先讲一下，你飞不是用力来飞。
When you soar or when you fly, not by your energy.
来用梦来飞。
But you soar by
乘梦而飞。
Use a dream to soar.
我听说。
I heard.
我不是麻雀，我也不是大鹰啊！不，我听说。
I'm not a sparrow nor eagle, but I have heard.
麻雀要飞呢，就啪的啪那个翅膀而飞的。
The sparrow move their wings so fast.
就是要展啊，要啪。但是呢，那个鹰啊，鹰来飞的话呢，它常常不是这样来飞的，它是乘风而飞的。
But usually the eagle don't fly that way. They soar by the wind.
我不晓得是不是啊，不过来，据说是这样啊。
That's what I heard.
同样，我们飞也是有梦才飞得起。
In fact, we can only soar when we have a dream.
好，我们先来看看哪四个梦。
The four dreams that in this verse.
然后我们才好好思想，让这个圣经里面的描述成为我们的梦想。
So that we can meditate on the dream in this scripture.
我有个感觉，神把这个描述在圣经里面是帮助我们去做应该做的梦。
God put these in the Bible so we can dream proper dream.
所以在圣经里面就有这样的描述。
That's why we need description in the Bible.
好，我们先来看第一个梦。
The first dream, let's look at it.
第一个梦呢，就是十到十二节。
From verse 10 to verse 12.
我们先来看四个梦，才从头再思想啊。
Let me point out the four dreams, and then we go back.
这里讲到了耶和华使船员永在山谷，留在山间。
He makes spring full water into the ravine and flow between the mountains.
使野地的角兽有水喝。
So he gave water to the beasts.
野
鹿
的野鸡喝。
And the wild donkey quenched their thirst.
天上的飞鸟在水旁住宿。
The bird of the sky nests by the water.
在树枝上啼叫。
They sing among the branches.
我这个是个好美好的图画。
This is such a beautiful description.
就说那个有船员从山谷涌出来。
Yes, spring pouring out of the ravine.
水好多。
So much water.
然后就在山上就流到山间间去了。
So much water it flow between the mountains.
然后呢，因为有水了，所以野地，我特别提到野地的角兽有水喝。
And because of this, the beasts of the field has water to drink.
又特别提到野鹿得解其渴。
Particularly the wild donkey quench their thirst.
天上的飞鸟有水旁在水旁住宿。
And the bird of the sky nests by the water.
在树枝上啼叫。
They sing among the branches.
就好像呢，在一个飞鸟有一个落脚的地方，安息的地方。
A place for the bird to rest.
没有安息地方，好可怜呐！大海没有地方落脚，好可怜呐！
In the vast water without a place to rest would be miserable.
我觉得教会呢，应该要抓住这个图画。
The church must see that vision.
教会成为这个地方的这个流水。
Enough vast flowing water.
这个社区里面的野鹿，没有人照顾的野鹿，得到解喝。
Even where the wild donkey in the community.
那些漂流在人海之上的飞鸟，有一个安息的地方。
The bird wandering around the earth can have a place.
我们教会就好像那个水旁的树枝，让他们可以停留一下。
The church is by the branch, is like a branch by the.
是不是很好的梦想啊？
It's another beautiful.
我希望是大家的梦想啊。
I hope that is.
好，这第一个啊，等一下我们好好来思想。那第二个呢？从十三节开始。
The second one starts from the verse 13.
应该是一直到十八节的。
To verse 18.
好，那我们再回到十三节啊。十三节呢，他从楼阁中浇灌山岭。
He watered the mountain from his upper chamber.
因他作为的功效，地就满足。
The land is satisfied by the work of his hands.
地满足就是产生下面的描述的种种啦。
And then you can see what's coming.
东西有那个畜生有东西吃。
The grass grows.
人从哪里地上又有东西吃。
There's vegetation for people to cultivate.
有酒能悦人心。
The God bring forth food.
有油能润人面。
The oil to make their face.
遮凉能养人心。
And the bread that sustains.
我们想到所有人来到我们的教会都有这个果效就好了。
When people come to church, they can experience all these.
你知道买得酒悦人心的酒好贵啊。
The wine that entices people's heart.
是吧？不用钱买的啊，我们能够悦人心。
Gladden their heart.
这窑能润人面更加了，这个面膏好贵啊！听说。
The oil 我们
要买啊。
Shine their face. So
我岳母八九十岁啊，还买面膏啊，300块钱，啊，还花得来。好贵的。
这个
为什么要润人面呢？
Why must one oil?
让人看起来漂亮一点嘛。
We look better.
得良能养人心啊！我们希望我们的教会每一个来到教会的人都是这样。
I hope everybody comes to church experience that.
不过这个不是梦的本身。
But it's not a dream itself.
梦的本身在第十三节。
The dream is on verse 13.
从阁楼浇灌山岭。
From his upper chamber, he watered the mountain.
阁楼就是一个地方。
A place in upper.
我这人很难想象，这阁楼怎么可以浇灌整个山岭呢？
How can the upper chamber water the whole mountain?
这个不相称。
It doesn't make sense.
梦好多时候都 doesn't make sense.
But that's what a dream is.
这是梦就是这样嘛，啊。
Because that's a dream.
好，我们来再下面，啊，我们跳过来了。第三个梦了。十九节。
Verse 19.
你安置月亮为定节令，日头自知沉落。
He made the moon to mark the season and the sun know when to go down.
你照黑暗为夜，林中的百兽就都爬起来。
You bring darkness, it become night. All the creatures of the earth.
少壮狮子靠叫，要抓食向神，寻求食物。
And the lion roar for their prey, to seek their food from God.
日头一出，兽便躲避，卧在洞里。
The sun rises and they steal away. They return to die down here.
这里就讲了晚上是野兽出没。寻找食物的时候
the night when the time when beasts come out to seek their food.
但是一到清早日头一出兽便躲避
But when the sun rises they go back to their
den. 好我们再看下一节24
And verse 24
那轮到人啊
Now you talk about us.
野兽躲避
When the den the
人就出来了
And the men come out.
人出去工作直劳碌直到晚上
People went out to work to labor until night
你们觉得这好特别啊
These are all very special things
假如野兽跟人都是日头脚夫东西吃就好麻烦了
If beast and man come out at the same time we would be in trouble
现在分开的
They are separated
晚上属于野兽脚食物
The night belongs to the beast
日间是人脚食物
But the day belongs to man
所以人应该是人
Man should become man.
野兽应该是野兽。
The beast stay beast.
这是一个梦想。
This is like a dream.
因为今天很多人不像人。
A lot of people don't live like
像野兽。
They live like a beast.
是不是啊？所以我们的梦想就是人成为人。
Man should be man.
不要做野兽。
We should not be beast.
这个是梦想啊。
That is a dream.
好，我们等一下，好来试想啊，这是第三个梦。第四个梦呢
？And then fourthly.
第二十五节到二十八节，那里有海，又大又广，其中无数的动物，大小活物都有。那里有全行走，有你所造的鳄鱼游泳在其中，这就是梦的本身。
The dream itself, this is the sea.
你看，有船，
there are boats in the sea.
又有鳄鱼。
Yes, the
就是真的梦境啊，梦境才有的。这个鳄鱼啊，在这个英文圣经里面的原文啊，不是翻鳄鱼的。
It is not alligator.
它在原文里面呢是翻什么呢？就是不知道是什么的庞然大物。
It's a great creature that nobody knows the virus on.
这就是一个梦了。
That's a dream.
这个船平平安安的向前。
The boat goes safely through the
sea. 然后呢，旁边就有好多庞然大物，你都不知道它是什么的。
And by the boat, you find great the virus.
这是什么
？What are these?
这是平安。
These are peace.
这是一种的不怕、不害怕。
This is without fear.
这是勇敢。
This is bravery.
这就是应该是我们的梦想。
This should be part of the dream.
我希望在人间里面呢，人人都不用害怕。
As we live our life, there should be no fear.
好不好？我们就来思想这几个梦想。
Now let's meditate on all these.
我希望这个成为我们整个教会的梦想。
I hope this can be a dream.
好吧，我们有一个祷告，希望。这就是我们教会前面应该大家努力的一个方向。
This should be the vision that our church go forward to.
好，我们先来注意第一个地方。
Let's start from first.
有水泉源流到山间。
Yeah, water flowing down to the ravine.
让周围的野鹿得解其渴。
So all the beasts can.
那我就想起了我自己信主的那个教会了。
The church where I become a Christian.
因为我信主的教会呢，1960年代啊。
1960s.
就是在一个山腰。差不多山顶的地方了，是用木头盖起来的。
The wooden church by the mountain.
那大部分是年轻人。
There are a lot of young people there.
我们就一股大家日程呢，就在那个木屋区一个很贫穷的，因为福音是给贫穷人的。
Back then, the gospel is for poor people who are together.
所以一般年轻人就在山上了，自己来盖一个木屋。
There we build a wooden church, a building for church.
然后呢，我们礼拜天早上就聚会。
On Sunday morning we get.
也有主日学。
There's Sunday school.
也有崇拜。
There's worship.
一起吃饭。
We eat together.
吃完饭呢
？After lunch.
就大家就做件事了。
And then we begin to.
就分头了两个、三个 就一家一家的就去探访那些牧区的那些居民啊。
So then after that, we two by two, we went out to visit.
那个就是好像跟你说，这个水啊流在山间了。
Just like water flowing down into the ravine.
这个六零年代了。
1960.
你今年是假如六七十岁的人啊，你就香港来的，你就会记得那个年代是什么年代了。
You know what it was like back then.
那个年代呢，是个做手工艺的年代。
That's when there is a lot of handcraft.
好多家庭都有小孩子。
Where there are many kids in the family.
做母亲的啦，就去从外面呢拿些手工来做了。
They too bring home a lot of craft.
妈妈也做，孩子下课也做了。
A lot of kids participate in building craft.
我听说了，香港那个首富啊，李嘉诚呢，以前就是开这种工厂的。
Even the richest man in Hong Kong started his business like that.
所以好多人就在家里面呢，就帮他打工的。
A lot of people went to his house to help to work for him.
那我们呢？礼拜天吃完饭就拿着圣经啊，就去到每一家里面呢，就探访他们。
So after Sunday service, we went to visit people around.
我就还记得了，蹲在哪里，我坐在哪里呢，帮他一同做手工啊。
Sometimes we go there and work on their craft.
然后帮他们传福音。
And we share the gospel with them.
啊，我就想起留在山间啊。
Just like water flowing down the
river. 他们会有好多故事跟你讲的。
They share their story to us.
他们会有好多的问题来问你。
They have a lot of questions.
啊，我觉得这是好美的图画。
So that was a beautiful picture.
假如啊，我就是想梦想啊。
In that dream.
假如所有的教会。
If all the churches.
崇拜完。
After the service.
吃完饭。
After the dinner.
所有的在 New York 的教会。
All the church in New York.
都有一个习惯。
That would be the habit.
跑到街头去。
That would go out to the street.
啊，就好像山，这个流水在山间啊。
So the water flow down the river.
啊，去为人祷告啊。
To pray.
去派号角啦。
To
去帮助小孩子在就开把主的学也放到街头去啦。
To teach the Sunday school.
啊，我们真是把 Sunday school 就放在街头啊。
We teach our Sunday school.
来他们钓鱼啊。
So that we are fishing there.
要钓到鱼了，后面有个圣经金句。
哦，都是危险的。
啊，他们能够读了圣经金句的，就给他一个留一个气球，就送给他们。
Game after they can win some sort of room.
所以我们就把了这个福音呢，都带到街头去了。
Yeah, we can share the gospel on the street.
哎呀，这应该是一个梦想啊。
That is a dream.
啊，现在我们大概有十个。教会一起，礼拜六不是礼拜天，他们就去。好，再讲回我们教会。
Let's talk about ourselves.
我们教会其实都可以想想。
You are church.
我们怎么成为我们周围社区的祝福呢
？How can we become a blessing for our community?
我不晓得我们社区里面有没有野鹿。
Is there wild donkey
here? 有啊，可能你不知道而已啊。
You may not know them.
那个。干渴的心灵啊
yeah, thirsty
不晓得怎么找到水喝啊
yeah, looking for water
就走到他的身边
we should
帮助他
we should help them.
得解其渴、啊、这个好很好啊
so they can quench their thirst.
神的话语就是能够解渴的
Because the word of God can quench
刚才大家唱一首歌记得吗如露渴慕溪水我们好幸运啊
We are so fortunate.
当我们渴慕的时候，有溪水。
When we long for God, there is water to quench.
但是社区里面好多人好渴的时候，没有溪水，没有上帝的话语。
But there are many thirsty people in the community that have no water to quench their thirst.
他们喝的水呢，像耶稣讲的，喝了还要再喝。
The water that they drink will make them thirsty again.
今天好多罪恶的事情，好像给他们解一点喝。
It seems like some of the simple things quench their thirst.
但不一定真的解到。
But did not.
教会有活水。
But we have living water.
上帝话是活水。
We have living water.
所以我们该了心肠，我们要做一件事。
So when you build your church,
试试看多点的去关心这个社区里面的人。
We must care for our community.
不是为了叫他们来聚聚会而已。
Not just to get into the church.
我们不要满足于他来聚会。
We just don't want to invite them.
我们希望他来得到滋润。
Their heart will be quenched.
我们要是做牧师的要自己劝勉自己。
We must encourage ourselves.
我们讲的道要是活水。
We must give living water.
叫野炉得节气喝，这是我的责任。
The water doesn't get quenched.
大家也应该这样。
That is our job.
然后呢，让教会成为在水旁的树枝。
Just like a branch by the water.
让那些飞鸟飞得累了。
All these tiring birds.
他就找到一个树枝来停一下。
There's a branch that they can.
好不好啊？这是我们教会将来应该有的一个梦想。
That's what the church should be like.
好，这是第一个梦想。
That is the first.
好，我们来看第二个。
And then second one.
我请大家注意的是从楼阁浇灌山林。
Pay particular attention to the upper chamber. It pulls down water to the mountains.
这是个不相称的一个情况。
It doesn't seem to make that much sense.
这个楼阁怎么浇灌森林呢？
How did water come out the upper chamber?
有限啊，而且能够产生那么大的果效。
That can affect so many lands.
啊，这个好重要。
These are so important.
很多时候我们认为我的能力很少。
Very often we think our
我的资源很少。
Our resources are
我没有办法满足那么大的需要。
I cannot possibly satisfy so many people.
怎么可以呢？
How can we?
但是这就是梦啊。
But this is a dream.
这是可以的。
This can be done.
你知道吗？耶稣呢，常常去做一些要求一些不对称的事情的。
How often Jesus over demand us do many things that we may not be seem to make sense.
你知道大使命本身就不对称。
Even the Great Commission doesn't make sense.
马太福音28章怎么说啊？
What does the Great Commission say?
所以
therefore.
你们要去
go,
你们
you,
要去
you must go,
使万民做我的门徒
to make all people my disciple.
你们跟万民怎么对称呢？
How can you make all people?
假如这帮门徒会说我们怎么可以使万民不单单万人啊民族啊
How can a few disciples make all people?
比万人更多啊。
More numerous.
但耶稣就是这样来挑战他们。
But Jesus challenged them.
这不对称。
Doesn't.
这好像什么呢？好像呢，那个山上有超过5000人。
Yeah, 5,000 people on the hill.
单单男丁就有5000人。
Just men, yeah, over 5,000.
然后耶稣就对门徒说
，And Jesus tell his disciple,
你给他们吃吧。
You give them food.
啊，那些门徒就说心里面觉得怎么可能呢
？Disciples, okay, how can this be done?
所以那个腓力就忍不住了。
That's why Philip replied.
他就对耶稣说
，He tell Jesus.
他没有说不可能。
He did not say this.
他好客气。
He said politely.
他对耶稣说
，He told Jesus.
就算我们用20两银子去买饼吃。也满足不了他们。
You know, we give all everything we got, we cannot satisfy these people.
这是不对称的。
It's because it doesn't make sense.
这好像这里啊，
真的，
不对称的。
It doesn't make sense together.
但是呢，却是能够成全梦境成真的一件事。
That this dream can all come true.
我觉得呢，我们需要有这样的一个信心。
We must have this kind of faith.
我们是有限。
We are limited.
我自己呢，在角神界几十年了，常常都是在不对称里面来工作。
I always work in this contradictory.
好多时候我都跟大家讲了，上有个邀请来，角神要邀请我们去中国开儿童村的时候
，When they ask us to build orphanage in China,
这个就是绝对不对称的事。
How can that possibly be done?
我们每个月都不够钱。
We are short all resources every month.
你知道做机构啊，真的不容易啊。
You know, when you're in charity, it's very difficult.
有些教会啊，他还好，每个星期天啊，都会有些弟兄姐妹、一些爱神的人一起来聚会、聚会玩，他们会奉献啊，这个是比较容易。
Sometimes the church collect offering and make things easier.
但是福音机构
Christian organization
都没有 member 的。
We have no membership.
都是人想起来、哦、要帮帮脚身啊，才会写个支票啊进去。
Once in a while, people remember Harold Crusade and they give to us.
Out of sight, out of mind. 你没有看见啊，就放弃了。很多时候。
Out of sight, out of mind.
哎呀，你知道啊，要常常等人记得你，好辛苦啊。
You want people to remember you.
是不是啊？
Difficult.
每个月啊。
Every month.
真的不简单。
It was difficult.
想起来都。不简单。
When I think about it, I shake.
但是呢，结果呢，我们就顺服了，接受啊。
Our obedience, we.
我们就去开始儿童村。
We went to China to build orphanage.
这我曾经告诉过大家，不多讲了。
I have shared it with you.
不过呢，现在有四个儿童村了。
Now we have four orphanage in China.
有四个了，已经。
There are four.
有几百个小孩子。每天养他们
，we feed them every day，
但是就做到了。
But it was
最近呢，我们还在那个孟加拉
，recently in Venezuela，
Brandeis， 孟加拉都是巴基斯坦附近的。
Okay，Brandeis
啊，就是在那里开始那个 home for homeless。
We build home for homeless.
完全超过一个机构所能够承担的。
Way beyond what we are able to.
我不是说我们很有钱啊。
We are not saying we have resources.
我们都很缺乏。
We are all in need.
我的会计最近要给我一个 WhatsApp.
My accountant recently gave me a.
老牧师有没有时间啊？帮你谈谈我们的经济问题。
Can I come to talk to you about accounting?
哎，我最怕听到这个会计跟我要这种邀请。
And when I have an appointment with the accountant, that's the worst.
但就这样啊。
But it's often happened.
但是又做得到啊。
河
流，其实儿童村只是脚身好多工作里面的一个而已。
Orphanage is just one of the many outreach.
因为好多的事工，单单印那个号角，每个月都不简单了。
Just the monthly newsletter is a lot of work.
你没有钱给印刷厂，不给你印的。
You got to pay the print publisher.
你要那么多人，要好多人才可以出到一份报纸的。
不是那么简单。
要发薪水也不简单。
And then we got to give all the staff.
所以那个电话来说要我们做儿童村，我们怎么能够回应呢
？When the call comes for us to build an orphanage,
绝对不对称。
This doesn't make sense.
但是当你走上去，又做了好多年了，十五年了，今年。
15 years we've been doing it.
阁楼
，the upper chamber.
从阁楼浇灌山林
，from the upper chamber water the whole earth.
这里所形容的完全可以来形容在。我们的脚生的事故上。
These are description of what happened at Harold Crusade.
好了，我们跳第三个了。
Let's go to the third.
好吧，我们有这个梦想。
We want to keep the dream.
不要看我们自己的渺小。
Don't look at how little.
每个人尽力来做。
Everyone do their work.
就好像那个五饼二鱼的小孩子尽力。
Like two fish and five.
耶稣问你有多少？我要五个饼，两条鱼。
And only two fish.
小孩子就拿给他了。
With that,
请问大家
，Let me ask you，
一个饼
，one bread，
一条鱼
，one fish，
可不可以产生同样的果效呢
？Can it produce the same result？
Yeah， 当然可以啦。
Of course it happens。
一个饼跟五个饼差不多，其实是差不多。
One bread is like five bread。
但是因为成就这个工作呢，不是饼
，because the work is not by bread， not by man，
而是。神的工作
It is the work of God.
将来我们能够浇灌山林
For us to water
不是我们的能力
It's not by your ability.
其实我有时候都好怕
Very often I'm so
这种不相称啊
Because all these contradictions
有时候想起来都会害怕的
When I think about ideas
我说神啊好辛苦啊
I thought
几十年这样等就说等待这个事情这种的供应有时候真的很好心。
How long do I wait for the supply?
人好软弱。
We are so weak.
学了几十年了，都没有完全学好。
I still don't have learned my lesson.
但是上帝就这样。
But that's how God operates.
我们现在不单这样做，我们还开始那个宣教士学院了。
Now we have a seminary for missionaries.
我七十岁的时候。
In my 70,
我今年七十二啊。
I'm 72.
我七十岁的时候。
In my 70,
很多人就退休了。
People are retiring.
但是呢，在心里边有件事情，觉得还要做。
But there's something in my heart tell me I must do.
就是说，为脚身，为将来的宣教工厂来训练一些能够拿起镰刀来收割庄稼的人。
You must train missionaries who can do work.
这个是不对称。
It doesn't make sense.
是时间上不对称。
In time, it doesn't make sense.
我想我还有多少时间能够做工呢？
I said, how much time do I have left?
我今天能够在这里讲到，我已经好感恩了。
I'm so grateful I can come here.
我可以讲到八十岁吗？
Can I preach until
好，就算讲到八十岁，还是八十岁。
I'm already 80.
我可以讲到八十五吗？
About 85.
就算八十五，还是八十五。
But 85 is only 85.
你总有一天。
There's a day.
讲不下去。
这个 come to an end。
但是训练工人呢？
But to train the workers。
有没有听过十年树木，百年树人呢？
Ten years to train。
你种树啊，十年就种出来了。
In tree it takes。
但是你要训练人，其实好不简单啊。
It's so much more work to train a man。
所以这个时间上不对称。
That's why it doesn't make sense.
啊，我们在这里都要老人家啊。
There are many older people.
有时候算了，放弃算了。
We just forget it.
我能够做什么呢？
What else can I do?
做跟不做都差不多。
Whether I do or not doesn't make any difference.
有时候我有这种感觉。
Sometimes I feel that way myself.
有时候我觉得，哎呀，讲道跟不讲道都差不多。
What preach does it do?
礼拜天你又好用力讲道了，讲完了，大家还很快就把道教还给你了，都忘记了。
And it's very less quickly after you preach.
是不是啊？有时候问弟兄姐妹啊，昨天啊，上个星期牧师讲什么？忘了。
I don't remember what you preached last week.
好，希望你们记得一个梦想。
All these dreams.
但好多时候讲了跟不讲差不多的。
Very often seen that whether we preach or not doesn't make any difference.
我们的能力跟那个需要是差太远了。
The need, that is vast gap.
但是不对称不要紧。
Even though it doesn't make sense, it's okay.
我们大家都来一同来工作，一同来努力，总是可以做到一些事情。
Let's come together and work.
好，这第三了。这个是第二啊，我们看第三呢、啊。第三呢，我刚才讲的是晚上是属于野兽的，是吧？
We mentioned the night belongs to the beast.
早上就一日头出了，人就去耕田啊，跟去工作了。
When the day sunrise, men go out to work.
所以从这个创造里面呢，我们看见神的作为好特别。
We see God's work is amazing.
你知道啊，这个假如这个我们跟狮子啊，我们现在不需要了，以前的人啊，跟狮子老虎啊一同来找东西吃了，我们是成为他们的东西吃了。
Imagine if you seek the food at the time when the lion is roaring, you won't be their food.
所以上帝做了野兽是晚上是这个晚上找东西吃的。
So God gave the lion to the beast.
那时候我们要关上门睡觉。
And we close our door to sleep.
我们我是住在卑塞哈，在
昆达，
卑塞好多人住的，其实。
Many people live there.
但是晚上了，我跟师母去散步啊，才九点多啊。
Nine o'clock.
有时候我们都会看到拉昆。
We see raccoon.
哇，那个都是看着你的。几个在看着你的。
They're looking at you.
你会害怕的。
Like scare you.
哇，那个，幸亏是raccoon啊，老虎怎么办？狮子怎么办？幸亏不是。
These are only raccoon.
我想你们会看得更多了。
You probably see more of them.
所以呢，这个梦是什么意思呢
？So what does this dream mean?
我们希望教会存在。
When we wish that church exists.
是人。
It is man.
能够像人。
Man will become man.
你知道今天好多人啊，人不像人的。
There are a lot of men who are not human.
人跟野兽好多时候啊，是你分不清楚的。
Sometimes you have a hard time killing man.
是不是啊？我们说这个人 老无理狡猾，所以呢就形容那个人呢好像野兽啊，好像无理啊，
他的 fox
啊，我不晓得为什么说老无理啊，
I don't know why old fox。
耶稣也曾经骂过一个人叫老无理啊，
Jesus called someone old fox。
你知道骂谁吗？
Do you know who？
骂希律王。
He called Herod。
希律王叫老无理。
He said you old fox。
耶稣好少好很少这样骂人的。
Jesus very often seldom he called people name。
这是这个希律王啊，
but this King Herod
太像无理了。
He is so much like a fox。
比无理更狡猾。
More crafty 一点。
啊，有一段圣经呢，他没有把里面的原因讲出来。
Bible did not tell us the reason。
不过我们看听到耶稣这样说了，我们就知道那个问题了。
We know there's a problem for him。
那个故事是什么呢？
What was the story？
那故事是讲那个耶稣了啊，这个施洗约翰。
When John the Baptist，
跟那个司律是同时代的。
He's the time of King
Herod。 那个施洗约翰呢是个很公义的人。
John
他就看见司律娶了他的哥哥的这个太太。
He saw he married his
brother's wife。 觉得不应该。
He saw that was wrong。
就提醒。
He reminded。
所以就。希律不喜欢听，
Herod was not happy。
那个希罗底啊，那个女人更加不喜欢听。
And the wife is even more angry。
还有加上一件事情呢，这个约翰好多人跟从约翰。
John has so many followers。
好多人很尊重约翰。
A lot of people respect
John。 这个希律就好嫉妒了。
And Herod was envious。
又嫉妒又恨。
With anger and envy。
但是没有办法做什么。
They nothing he can do。
因为当时好多的群众。
So the crowd followed him。
都是跟着约翰的。
They followed John the Baptist。
但是后来约翰怎么死吗？你知道吗？
John the Baptist died。
就是死在希律这个老狐狸的身上。
He died in the hand of this old fox。
他是这样的啊，这个圣经没有记载。
The Bible did not。
但是呢，我们知道是这大概的情况。
We know this is what it was what happened。
希律要杀。约翰
Herod want to kill John the Baptist。
他没有找到法柄。
He did not cannot find any reason。
所以呢，这个圣经没有记载的。
Bible did not report it。
他就跟希罗底讨论。
So he talked to his wife。
那个结果怎么样呢？
Never。
然后结果呢，就有一天那个希罗底的女儿呢在跳舞，在群众当中跳舞。
The daughter was dancing in the banquet。
然后跳得很好。然后呢，希律就讲了。
So Herod say，
啊，你要什么我就给你。
Tell me what you want，
这讲好的，这讲好的。
This is pre-planned。
这个小女孩啊，
so、this
是怎么会跑那么残忍要约翰的头呢
？How can a little girl want the head of John the Baptist？
我们今天都听到一句话嘛。
We always heard。
学音乐的小孩子是。是心底很好的，是不是？这何况要音乐跳舞啊，都是应该很好的。
Dancing girl, they are very。
但是他说我要施洗约翰的头。
But she said I want the head of John the Baptist。
这是阴谋啊！这是希律这个老狐狸，要找个把柄
，looking for a way，
要杀害约翰。
Kill the John the Baptist。
他人家觉得他后悔了，没办法了，但是我话已经讲了，
我说了 he
就只要杀了。
然后他的
下落
就是 kill him。
我把耶稣没有骂，没有这样骂过人的。
Jesus never called people name。
所以你看人多多狡猾。
How crafty is that？
人很多时候不像人的。
They are not like human。
人像狐狸的。
They are like fox。
有时候啦，比狐狸更难防备啊。
Sometimes it's worse than fox。
狐狸还有个美霸，付出狐狸的美霸，你就看是狐狸啊。人啊，像狐狸，你不知道的。
You don't know them。
他拿着刀杀你的时候还会笑的。
He smiles the pierce you with。
但是教会是什么呢？
他的 church is not。
教会是让人作为一个人。
So where man can be man，
不要做野兽。
But they cannot be beast。
圣经这个救恩的道理，不是把人从地上送到天堂而已。
The Bible only help us to get to heaven。
圣经上帝的救恩最重要的一件事情是。 是改变生命。
One of the most important thing about the salvation.
教会的存在的目的是改变生命。
The existence of the church is to transform.
让所有的人成为新造的人。
So we can all become new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation.
所以我们希望我们将来的教会。
So we hope in our church.
像好多人。
There are a lot of people.
本来是在罪恶。在黑暗的权下
People who are in sin in darkness,
我们把他牵到爱子的国度里面
we can then send them, bring them to the light
让他成为真真正正的人
so they can become true
这是神创造的时候是一个这样的安排
because this is a God's creation
好、啊、这是第三幅图画
That's the three,
那第四幅图画、啊、
Fourthly
这里说二十五节吧。
25,
那里有海，又大又广，其中无数的动物，大小活物都有。那里有船行走，有你所造的鳄鱼游泳在其中。
There is a sea with numerous creatures in it.
这里讲到神的供应。
This is all talk about God's supply.
在海洋里面有好多好多的活物。
In the sea, teeming with numerous creatures.
啊，这里说，这都仰望。按时给他食物
They all look to God for food and proper time
你给他们他们被施起来你张手他们便饱得美食
When God extend their hand they are fed
这是讲到供应
This is God talk about God's supply
但是呢那个供最重要的是在那里有船行走
But the most important thing of the dream is
那里又有鳄鱼在那里游
Where Leviathan nearby
我刚才讲了那个鳄鱼的翻译呢是不知道是什么的庞然大物
These Leviathan are unknown creatures, unknown vast creatures
你知道最可怕的事情是什么吗
What's the most fearful thing
你不知道它是什么
Don't know what they are
那是最可怕的
That's the most fearful part
很多人怕死啊为什么怕死啊
People fear about death
因为不知道死是什么
Because they don't know what death is like
是不是、啊、所以才怕嘛
That's why it's so fearful
所以呢，不知道是可怕的原因。
When you don't know what to fear，
啊，这里形容的是那个船能够在那个不知道是什么的，能够一同来生活。
Where the boat, drive by the unknown fear。
我觉得教会的信息，教会的内容是叫人不怕。
The message of the church, the message of the Bible, to show people will not be afraid.
耶稣在世界上的时候也是这样来提醒人。
Jesus will tell people all the time.
在世界里面有苦难。
There are tribulation here.
但是在主里面有平安。
There is peace.
我把平安赐给你。
I give you peace.
这个是这个教会的一个信息。
This is the core message of the church.
是教会存在的原因。
That's the reason we come, we are existing.
就好像诗篇二十三篇所讲。
Just like Psalm 23.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil.
我觉得这个是教会存在这个非常重要的目的。
This is one of the very important reasons why church exists.
今天人最大的一个困扰困难
One of the struggle that we have,
就是没有办法胜过害怕
people cannot overcome their fear.
好多忧郁症啊好多人与人的关系啊好多冲突啊都是因为怕产生出来
so many anxiety conflict are rooted in fear.
你知道好多婚姻的破裂啊是出于害怕
many broken marriage are because of fear.
不放心
People cannot be, cannot
丈夫去晚上去的晚一点那就好紧张了
When the husband is late one night
害怕有什么事情发生
Something happening
害怕有第三者
Maybe there's a third person
其实没事
Actually there was nothing
就猜想而已
Only that imagine
里面的害怕就做成关系的紧张了
But then the fear is there
当然不是每个人都是这样啊
They're not true with everybody
有些人好放心的
Some people trust their
或者要小心
We must be.
昨天真的有一个女士帮我埋怨她的先生。
A lady was complaining about her
husband. 哎，我说算了，已经结婚了，能接受了，忍耐了。
You already married, you got to relax.
你很难改变的，你要硬要把一个人改变是一定有问题的。
You cannot change a person.
但里面要好多害怕。
so many fears.
人与人的关系有冲突，也是因为害怕。
Conflict between humans are also rooted in fear.
一个人出卖另外一个人，也是因为害怕。
One betray another person.
是的
，fear.
所以我常常提醒自己，也提醒一些人。
Remind everyone.
当某些人什么都怕的时候，你要注意。
When people are full of fear, you got to be careful.
不是他有心要出卖你。
He may not want to betray you.
但是他没有办法胜过自己。
But because he cannot overcome himself.
他就讲了不应该讲的话。
He will say things that he should not say.
害怕是个好大的问题。
Fear is such a big problem.
但是教会的 message, 教会的那个信息。
But the message of the church.
是告诉他不用怕。
To tell you do not.
是耶稣这样跟人说啊，不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
只要
Just believe.
这个是好重要的信息。教会存在需要信，要有信息。
We must have a church. Church must have a message.
我们传道人是用口去传信息。
We use our mouth to tell a message.
但教会的弟兄姐妹呢
？How about the church members?
是用生命。
We use our mind.
顺服。
We use our faith.
是用信心。
We use our faith.
是用摆上。
We use our faith.
是用背起十字架。
走
主的路来说明一些的
事情，
人能够影响人，生命能够影响生命。记得那是一个梦想嘛，回去看看的。
没得
像流在山间的水，
哎 ，water flowing down the river，
滋润我们周围的人
，quench everyone around，
这个好重要。
你想说？
我们像阁楼，虽然好渺小，还有限，但是我们可以供应，是不是？供应这个社区的需要。
From the upper small chamber, we can supply the need of the community.
我们有救恩的信息
，We have a message
能够改变生命
，We can transform
让人真真正正的成为人。
So man can become man.
不但成为人，而且成为上帝的儿女。
But now we man, but the man create God's image.
我们也有美好的信息，教会不需要害怕。
And we do not have fear.
我觉得这个是我们将来，或者说今天就可以学习的一件事情。
This is thing that we have to begin to learn today.
我们起低头吧。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你，因为你不单把这个四个梦想的图画摆在我们眼前。我们相信有恩典来成全这些梦想。
So we thank you for all the dreams you have given to us, and also the ability to fulfill them.
求你赐福你的话语。
Bless your word.
用你的话语来祝福我们。
Use your word to bless everyone.
也祝福我们的今天的教会。
Also bless our church.
垂听祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.